A getting Erev Shabbos to all. It is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Big, big thank you to our wonderful sponsors for the series, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, our dear friends, Eschus V'Chayiv Gras, our afraid of memory of our Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Tzvi Ben David Aryeh, Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh, whose first Yahrzeit is coming up. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. We turn our Friday, it's not Friday, but rather it is Erev Shabbos. Here comes the siren. It is time to get ready. L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So let's begin. We left off. Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern, B'yam D'Rechacha, was reminding us, Shabbos is a great light. All week long, the shades are closed. All week long, the blinds are down, and the light doesn't come in. And what happens? Comes Shabbos. Do I not have the correct microphone on? Hold on. There we go. It's not plugged in. Oh, well. Can you hear me? We'll have to be good enough. All week long, the blades are closed. The light doesn't come in. Shabbos comes and we open the shades. We pull back the blinds and we let the light in. The light of Shekhinah, the light of Hashem, the light of tranquility, the light of peace, the illumination to feel illuminated in our lives. But that's going to take will. It's going to take desire. It takes effort. And he left off last week. We don't give a gift to somebody who doesn't value it. When a person values the gift, we give it to them. We know they'll value it. We know they'll cherish it. So Hashem has this gift called Himself, a relationship with the divine, the light that illuminates our world. In order to merit receiving it, we have to value it. People only give a gift to those who don't value it. Hachelak Hasheni, the second part. Hanitzrach kedi lazakos la Rosh Hashabbos. So the first thing is, we have to want it. Laratzos. We have to be rotza. We have to desire. We have to want. We have to long. We have to aspire. We can't just be weekday Jews who are satisfied with the chaos, the hustle, the bustle of the week. But we have to be Shabbos and Erev Shabbos Jews who long for and desire, who've tasted and who have an appetite yet again. The authentic experience of Shabbos. The second level is not only to want to long, but in order to achieve lehischonin v'lachakos l'Shabbos, we have to wait for afilu she'ekuhu ratzon b'leiv, even though at the core central is what is the desire of the heart. Mikom makom tzarach gam lahotzias haratzon. We have to take it from desire. We have to take it from something I want lizgalos b'maisim b'poel, and to put it into action to make it real. L'chein tzarach lehechinu es asher yaviu. How do we do that? How do we take this theoretical, abstract desire for Shabbos? We talk about loving Shabbos, we talk about wanting Shabbos, but how do we make that a reality? How do we prove to Hashem and to ourselves, to the people around us, that it's not simply lip service, it's something we care about? The answer is the level of preparation that we do reveals how invested we are, how invested we are. You know, if we're going out on a date night with our spouse, if we're going out on a date night on a date, if we've picked the person up and we say, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? I didn't really get dressed up. I didn't really shower and shave. I don't really have a destination. I put no thought. I put no effort. Then it's going to reflect and reveal that it doesn't really mean that much to us. We have a very casual relationship with that experience of going out. But if we say, I've been counting down all week, and then I've been looking forward all day, and I got ready early, and I did my research, and I found the right place, and I'm so excited to spend time with you, then we communicate that we are invested, that we care, that we cherish, that we value. So the amount of preparation that we put in shows how much we value. And Rav Yitzchak Meir writes here in the footnote, the notion that the effort we put in ultimately is the evidence of how badly we want it is true in two ways. Tzad echad hu, in one way, that after our actions is where our heart goes. Sefer HaChinuch has that language that we are the result of what we do. What we do is who we are. So if we claim to care, if we claim to want, it's just lip service. You measure the true intent of a person by what they do. And even if we don't feel like doing, but we start doing, it makes us want to do more and more. So you have to choose between wanting and doing. Start doing, because the doing will create, the doing will lead to more wanting. V'atzad hasheni hu, Shamaisa mochiach al rotzon gomor. Kilchol adam yesh harbe ritzonos. Every person has many desires, many wants. Avarakim al rotzon gomor v'urotze b'cholev be'emes. Az ha'adam gamuchan l'sametz b'shvil al rotzon. V'lasos masim b'po'al. The effort, the action reveals the level of priority. We have a lot of things we want to do. We have a lot of things we claim we care about. When push comes to shove, what we make time for reveals and reflects what we truly care about. So on the one hand, the doing takes the desire and makes it real. And it shows it's authentic, it's genuine, it's real. It's not lip service. I'm not imitating. I'm not giving the illusion. I really care. How do you know I really care? I'm invested. I spend time, I spend resources, I spend energy. And then when we start doing, it makes us want. So there's a beautiful cycle that happens. If I really care, I do. And if I do, it will make me care more and more and more. So the evidence of our attitude towards Shabbos is reflected and revealed to what we do today. Are we turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos? Is it a last minute thing? Do we stumble into Shabbos? Do we trip into Shabbos unprepared? Is Shabbos waiting for us instead of our waiting for Shabbos? Or all week we can't wait for Friday, and all Friday we can't wait for Shabbos. And from when we wake up, Friday is not Friday, it's Erev Shabbos. We shared in the WhatsApp. If you don't get the messages, you can go to the website to sign up for the WhatsApp group every Friday morning to wake up to an Erev Shabbos inspirational message. And there's a halacha that on Friday, it's a big debate, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, the 10th parak of Pesachim, technically speaking, we say you are allowed to have a meal, but we practice not to have a large meal on Friday. The whole Friday, do not indulge in a larger meal than you do the rest of the week. A. B. After the ninth hour, halachic hour, not the ninth hour in a 24-hour day, but the ninth halachic hour of the day, you're not allowed to start a significant meal. Why not? The answer is you're supposed to come into Shabbos with an appetite. You don't come to the Shabbos table, particularly after somebody shopped and cooked and prepared and set a table and say, after the soup, can we bench? I'm full. I had enough. I had a big meal. I went out for a big lunch. I had a lot of to'amah. I nibbled a lot on Erev Shabbos. It's insulting to the person who worked hard, but it's also insulting to Shabbos. Imagine all day that person's waiting to go out with you to celebrate a major milestone, and you get to dinner and you say, let's just order appetizers. I'm not really hungry. I don't really want to spend a lot of time. Let's go home. It's insulting. It's insulting to the person who worked hard, and it's insulting to Shabbos itself. So our whole Friday revolves around anticipating, looking forward, longing, counting down to Shabbos. Even our diet, what we eat on Friday, the schedule of our eating, how much do we eat, when do we eat, what we eat, all revolves around maintaining and preserving that appetite to come into Shabbos hungry, to come into Shabbos with an attitude of excitement that we are eager, that we are eager. And this effort to take what is in theory on lip service, what in hypothetically, I care about Shabbos, I love Shabbos, I sing Shabbos, I say Shabbos, but do we really invest? It takes a lot of work. We have to work all 6 days of the week to be a kli, a vessel that will receive the light of Shabbos. If we sanctify ourselves, we will be sanctified, we will be holy. We have to turn ourselves into that vessel that can receive the sanctity of Shabbos. And that is a big thing, it's not a small thing, to all week long be working, to be prepared for the holiness and for the sanctity of Shabbos. So, let's get ready. Let's demonstrate. Let's take our will and turn it into work, put it into action, which will make us even more and more excited. Wishing everyone a holy, a happy, a healthy, a beautiful, an uplifting, a transformational. Become that vessel. Pull up the shades. Pull back the curtains. Let in the light and have a phenomenal Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos. I hope you're dancing and singing. Dance and sing our way into Shabbos. Shabbos, Oye Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos Kodesh, wishing everyone a beautiful, a happy, a healthy, and a holy Shabbos. Comes the siren, get ready.